Lots of news this week in the aviation world. American Airlines news, also United Airlines news after earnings report this week. Brian Summers is aviation business editor for skift.com and is with us this morning via Skype from Los Angeles, as he is every Friday. Brian, let's begin with United Airlines. They had a pretty good week, earnings call. But some signs that perhaps ticket prices might be going up.
Yeah, it was a great quarter for United Airlines. A lot of people remember over the last 3 or 4 years that airline was really down. Folks focused on their customer service. But as we've said before on this program, the analyst focused on the financials, and United just wasn't doing that well. They're getting their profit margin up. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars in net income. And perhaps more importantly, they're really keeping up with higher fuel prices. So they said for the year, they'll probably have a $2.5 billion higher fuel bill than last year. And that's just an incredible number. If a lot of companies had that happen to them, they'd go out of business. United's doing well. They told Wall Street that they will probably recapture about 90% of that $2.5 billion. Recapture is an interesting word, and it's a word that they use on purpose. Basically, when they say recapture, they mean, yes, we're going to charge higher ticket prices, but they also say they're keeping their costs in line. In some cases, they're lowering their costs, and they're also growing the airline. And as they grow the airline, it gives them some cost and revenue advantages. One of the places that they're growing is Chicago. They believe that for a while they were undersized there. It's a big hub for them. It could be even bigger. And they tell us that the early returns on growth in Chicago and also Denver and Houston are going very well, and that United is recovering what they call its natural share.
Which one of these should we as consumers pay attention to? Which one of these as investors should we pay attention to?
That's a good question. I mean, I suppose as consumers, it's hard not to look at the fuel bill price, right? So United said that it was paying 36% more per gallon of fuel this third quarter than last fuel quarter. And I think anybody who's traveled knows that airfares are higher than they were this time last year. It's not around 36% because that's not how airline ticketing works. But I do think that going forward, assuming that fuel stays higher, and a lot of folks think it will, folks need to get used to this new normal where they're probably paying more for ticket prices than they did 2 or 3 years ago.
I guess the question is, how long can they keep this going? If we see fuel prices continue to go up and maybe even some weakness coming with revenue, how long can United stay in the seat?
Well, I have to tell you, Scott Kirby is United's president, and one of the great things about Scott is he's much more honest than the average airline company senior executive. Scott said on the earnings call, and I believe him, that essentially the revenue picture has never been better. Demand is robust and strong. I think a lot of people know that United has a ton of premium seats, so they have a lot of business class seats on their aircraft. They have they're installing a premium economy section. They have this economy plus section with extra legroom that they've had for about 20 years. And the fact that they have so many premium seats insulates themselves against a lot of bad things that could happen. I caveat that by saying when the economy is good. So right now, people are feeling like they have a lot of money. Businesses are interested in paying more so that their executives can arrive at their destinations well-rested. And United is just selling a lot of premium seats right now. Other airlines are as well. But I would say that fuel prices are one thing, and it's not good to have those costs go up. But as long as the economy is booming like this, and corporations and wealthier individuals are willing to pay for a better product, United is in pretty good shape.
Brian, one other note on United here. I saw you tweet about this yesterday, about the Polaris section going away completely on United or changing?
So this was about international first class. United Airlines, like almost every airline in the world, has for decades have what we would call true first class. So you have this first class section in the front of the airplane, and that's where back in the day you got your caviar and your really great champagne. And then behind that they had business class, and behind that they had economy. This world of true international first class is going away. There aren't that many airlines that still have it. United last installed it, I don't know, about 13 or 14 years ago. It's a great seat that they have up there, but United decided, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, that they didn't want to be in this international first class business anymore. They weren't giving out the caviar. They weren't giving out the fine champagne. It was just a seat that was a little bit bigger and maybe had more personalized service. And United has said, look, in the future, business class is going to be our best cabin. They're rolling out this new Polaris seat. It's a very good seat. They just didn't need first class anymore. But as people know, it takes a very long time to retrofit an aircraft. And starting later this month, United's going to say, okay, those seats on some planes will still be there until we have time to take them off. But we're not going to do anything different. So the first class seats will be there. We'll give them to our best customers. But there will be no difference in service between first class and business class. And within a year or two, those seats will completely disappear. It will be the end of an era. And if you want to have true first class, you'll have to go to an airline like Lufthansa or Singapore Airlines or ANA in Japan. It's really just these foreign airlines that are keeping first class. Though I should say that American Airlines has first class on some of its planes, and they're not going away. So American will be the only airline in the United States to offer true first class.
Brian, I want to go back to fuel prices. The folks over at Purdue University were talking about this, and experts have been predicting that oil is just going to keep going higher and higher. What is that going to mean, do you think, for the holiday season and for international flights especially?
Yeah, as we said, United is paying about 36 more per gallon than it did last year. You've got to recover that money somehow. And we know from listening to this program that airfares are a function of supply and demand, right? So you can't just raise fares 36% if there's no demand, because nobody will buy the tickets. You'll be flying empty airplanes. But when demand is high, you have really nice pricing power. So when is demand high? It's high on Mondays and Thursdays when all those business people travel. But it's also high over the holidays. It's high on Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving. It's high around Christmas. You have all these people from Chicago and elsewhere that, you know, must get home for Thanksgiving. And if the ticket is $30 more expensive, or $100, or I would venture to say even $200 more than it was last year, people are still going to buy the ticket because they want to get where they're going. So airlines can raise those prices without chasing off demand. And so they do. And my guess is that people who are looking on Kayak or Google Flights right now for holiday flights are probably getting a sticker shock, but I bet they're buying it. This is ridiculous advice and nobody's going to follow it, and I get it. But if you want a deal, try Martin Luther King Day weekend. Demand is quite low. It comes only 2 or 3 weeks after New Year's. Nobody wants to fly. Business travelers aren't flying, and you can score some really great deals. But everybody wants to travel over Christmas and Thanksgiving, and so people are going to pay a lot of money.
Brian, on to another story. I know in the Skift Airline Innovation Report, I love getting this, by the way, in my email inbox every week. I highly recommend everybody else to do it as well. But you've written about the American Airlines CEO, the president, actually, how this company really likes to be on time with departures. And there's an interesting backstory here. What is it?
Yes. Well, first off, thank you for reading my newsletter. I really enjoy writing it every week, and everybody should subscribe. So I appreciate that. Second, I do mention this week that Robert Isom is the president of American Airlines, and I recently spoke to him. And Robert is obsessed with a lot of things, but one thing that he's especially interested in is an industry metric that they call D0. And D0 stands for departures that leave exactly on time. And as he explained it to me, that doesn't mean 5 minutes early. It certainly doesn't mean 5 minutes late. It doesn't mean 1 minute late. It means exactly on time. And you can say that this is sort of obvious, but you know, a lot of airlines have fallen into a trap over the years where they want to be good customer service companies. And maybe they'll delay the departure 5 minutes because they know that connecting passengers are coming. But over time, you lose operational integrity that way. Because if a flight is late 5 minutes and that plane turns five or six times every day, by the end of the day, you're running a pretty late operation. So Robert Isom at American told me that some of his colleagues call him Captain D-Zero. And he does take it very seriously. And as you would imagine, that there are some people that follow airlines closely, especially these bloggers, that think that he's a little bit rigid in terms of his obsession with getting the airplane out on time. But it works for American.
I love the quote in your story. If you depart on time, guess what? You have a good chance of arriving on time.
Yes, he said that with a smile, but I certainly know that he believes it.
All right, Brian, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is aviation business editor for Skift.com, at Skift on Twitter, at Brian Summers on Twitter. Make sure you sign up for the weekly Skift Airline Innovation Report delivered right to your inbox at Skift.com/airline.